Matthew Tukaki kindly with us today. Thanks for joining us, Matthew. It's been quite a week in politics.
And just on that, what a great interview. I mean, what a great initiative. I mean, I remember living in Redfern in Sydney, and the Aboriginal community came out to do the same thing. Teeth are a problem, eyes are a problem, gut health, all those things. Tūranga, big ups.
Well, we've both got gut health problems.
Wow, you know, that's why the desk is up, it's hiding your guts.
That deliberately raised it. How are you, Matthew?
Mate, I'm good. What a week in politics, my gosh.
Yeah, well, Matt's writing some really wild, not wild, they're very good reads on the waternews.com website.
Salacious articles.
Oh, I don't think they're salacious. But anyway, they're very, they're well-crafted. I'll take my hat off to you with your particular style of writing into political commentary. All right, then. Highlights of the week from a politics perspective, please, Matthew.
You know, it's a strange week in politics. There must be an election on. Stuart Nash, former Labor minister, he gets sacked from the cabinet by Chris Hipkins when Labor's last in government. Next minute, he's showing up at a New Zealand First press conference with Winston. And then next minute, you know, all of a sudden he's a candidate for the seat in Napier, which he used to hold for Labour. Next minute,
Stuart who? That's what we've got to say.
Well,
honestly,
I tell you, he's now consigned to history. Well, his grandfather is, of course, a former prime minister, and old Walter Nash is Cuddle. And so old Nashy peer mate has gone absolutely rotten at his core. Made some horrendous misogynistic comments, and so he's out. I mean, you've got Shane Jones making...
Oh, never mind. Paul Henry has ridden across the hill on a white horse.
Well,
chuck your cans on, because we're going to share this moment with Tano.
Well, let's talk about
We invite Tano Tuiono to join us to not talk about Paul Henry. How are you doing, Tano?
Yeah, kia ora, morning. Well, yeah, happy to be here to not talk about Paul Henry.
Okay, are you happy to be here to not talk about Paul Henry?
If Paul Henry was a robber's dog, you'd say to yourself, is this what our country has turned into? A former has-been loudmouth on the state broadcast. He then goes and has a side hustle career over in Australia. The Australians put up with Pauline Hanson. Next minute, He's gone and been kicked off morning TV over there, and he's back here. I say we export him somewhere else.
Well, fair enough. That's the last
terrible
time his name's
individual
to be mentioned here, because they are seeking publicity, and we don't want to add fuel to the fire. Thanks for joining us, Tana Tuiono. Tēnā koe.
Morena.
Obviously, the Greens have come up with some interesting policies in the week just past. You'd be pleased with them. All of your opponents trying to debunk them and discredit the ideas that you're throwing into the mix. But you've got a chance to champion them and why the Greens want to push them forward pre-election. Kōrero mai, Tana.
Well, recently we just launched our energy policy, and what we know is that the four big power companies, they've been making major bank off the backs of the rest of us. So like in the second half of 2025, they were making $3 million in profit a day. I mean, so that's how much money they've been raking it in. And at the same time, energy prices have been going through the roof. And so our plan is about making sure that we set up a public entity to first of all, to put those guys on notice, but to sort out the issues of making sure that we have consistent power supply, because one of the things that they'll say, and this is the whole idea of why they want to do this whole LNG terminal, which is not good, is that you make sure that you've got consistent power. So our entity will take care of that.
Tiano, Matt Tukaki, look, this is going to sound like a strange question, but I'll go there anyway. I've got a reputation. We've had Kiwi Build, we've had Kiwi Bank, and now we're talking about Kiwi Power. Couldn't we have come up with a better name?
Point taken. I wasn't on the name-making committee, to be honest. So I will take that back, Matt, because I know that I know a number of people would have thought, oh, you could have come up with a better name.
Kakariki Power.
Well, Kakariki Power. Green Power would have been really good, actually, to be fair.
Green Power. I don't mind that. I will take that back to the powers that be, Mr. Tukaki, and see what they say.
I mean, I must admit, anything with the word Kereru in front of it, Dale? Nothing like a pigeon.
Too endangered, mate. Mind you, the kiwis are pretty endangered.
I tell you who sounds endangered at the moment, and that seems as if Christopher Luxon is a bit endangered, even though he's still the Prime Minister. Has he lost control completely of his own cabinet?
He looks rattled, like in the House this week. He was struggling at question time, I would say. I mean, when you meet the guy, he's fine, right? He's a nice guy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he's running the country, and these two coalition partners of his, they never let up. You know, they're on him like fucking rabid dogs from the get-go, you know? In that way, I kind of feel sorry for the guy. These guys just did not give him a break. And now it really is two tails wagging the National Party dog, and and that kind of pretty much describes the whole situation with that coalition.
Who I didn't feel sorry for was Winston, because, you know, when Modi's in town, he's in Japan. When Stuart Nash arcs up, all of a sudden he's in the Philippines. I mean, I must admit,
Stuart who?
Well, yeah, I mean, Nashy Pear.
Stuart, anyway, listen, that's yesterday's news.
No idea. Who is that? Sounds familiar.
Could we touch again on workers' rights? Now, you and I have discussed before this correlation between Māori seeking justice for the injustice that have been perpetuated on us or foisted upon us. But workers in New Zealand are getting kicked from pillar to post as well. And we notice with the government's employment leave bill, just another example, I see the PSA as well, with so many members are taking industrial action. I think it might be the last day of July. Bring us up to speed with your thinking about how workers are being compromised constantly here in NZ, please, Tana.
Well, just sort of with what the PSA's numbers were, because they came out yesterday, they estimate up to 200,000 workers are going to be impacted by this horrible employment leave bill, and it's right across every single sector. I mean, this is just Brookman Valden just really kicking it to the workers, have taken away holiday pay, annual pay, slashing sick leave as well. Probably the thing to note for us is, like, we are committed to getting rid of all this rubbish once we get in, but we launched a members bill last week, which was around automatic union membership. So this is something that the union movement has asked for a while. I was on the industrial relations panel, and this is one of their three asks, so we drafted a bill, and that's ready to go. So what it means is, when you show up, if you're working at a particular work site and there's a collective agreement there, they automatically enroll you into the union, and you get all the benefits of that collective contract and that collective advocacy. If that's not for you, that's not your cup of tea, you can opt out. So instead of opt-in, which is what the situation we've got now, we've got opt-out. What that does do is take away the pressures from employers not to join unions, and I was talking with some union organisers who work with very vulnerable RSC workers, which there has been well-documented exploitation, where if you sign up to a union, you know, you're unlikely to get more seasonal work or your contracts cut, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. By having this, that allows for those workers to have the advocacy that they deserve.
Hey, Tiano, big similarity with something else others are pushing out there. Maybe not us and maybe not me, but certainly people believe that Māori should be automatically enrolled on the Māori roll. I mean, you know, we're talking about kids being enrolled in KiwiSaver from a young age. Should we, like unionism, should we maybe consider that those who are Māori or identify as Māori are automatically enrolled on the Māori roll?
That kind of makes sense to me. I mean, I've always been on the Māori roll, you know, so I joined up as soon as I could, and I'm not one to move. So I think that's a good idea.
You know, boys, I've been on the general roll, the Māori roll, the pork roll.
Yeah.
Lots of pork rolls.
Pork roll. The rock and roll.
The rock and roll.
Absolutely.
No, the rock and roll.
The roll downhill, hey, the thanks, roll uphill.
Thanks, Tiano. It's always cool having a cordial with you, mate. Another big week in politics ahead. We'll keep as close to it as we can. Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
And keep up the good fight.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks very much. That's Tiano Tuiono. Just got a moment and a thought to share. I believe that everybody born in New Zealand, as soon as they're born, should be immediately enrolled in a rugby league club. I just think that it would make. I think it would make for a very cohesive nation, if we were all members of a rugby league club, and we would counteract the old school, private school, union dominance that we've been subjected to over the years.
I think the Manu should be a Commonwealth sport and we will win, we will dominate. I believe kapa haka should be an essential staple of all Olympic Games. So should waka ama. So let's go with those three sports.
Sounds good. Let's write them up straight away and get them out on watenews.com. Matthew Tukaki in with us today.